Control number four, control over your vision. In the industrial age, big was better. In the information age, invisible is best. In the 1970s, poor Dad would often drive by a shopping center near Waikiki and say, "When I was in college, I could have bought all that land for $5 an acre." My dad was in college in the 1940s. At that time, the land he pointed to was a swamp. By the 1960s, that same piece of land was one of the largest shopping centers in the world. I estimate that a $500 investment in the 1940s is today worth at least $500 million. The person who did purchase the land was the same age as my dad. The difference between their personal fortunes is a difference in vision. Rich Dad said, "Many people go through life driving their car by looking in the rearview mirror. These are the people that are often heard saying, 'I would have, should have, and could have.' If a person thinks only from their lower mind, his or her vision of the future is often blurred. These are the people that are often found driving their car by looking into the rearview mirror. It is often their fear of losing that causes them not to take action when once-in-a-lifetime opportunities are placed right in front of their eyes. Later, as they drive down the highway of life, you hear them saying, 'I would have, should have, and could have.'" Rich Dad said, "If you want to be rich, it is best to be farsighted." As captain of your own ark, one essential skill is to develop your vision, which Rich Dad defined as seeing with your mind rather than your eyes. In order to develop this vision, it is important to first train your middle mind and then go out in the real world and allow your higher mind to develop its natural wisdom, often called intuition and instinct. The future will be different. Things are changing far too quickly to attempt to see the future through your rearview mirror. All you need do is stop for a moment and think of all the changes that have happened in the last few years. Thinking back upon my life, I remember when a golf club called a wood really was made out of wood. Today, the new woods are made out of new composite materials I have never heard of. In other words, the game remains the same, but the tools used to play the game have changed dramatically. And that is true in many areas of life. If you go further back in time, you will see that just 100 years ago, not even kings were flying on planes, because there weren't any. Almost anyone can afford to fly today.